Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Sadly, the Women in Blockchain episode is going to be delayed. I know it's such bad news, but listen, it's okay because we have an awesome interview lined up. Editing's taking a little bit longer than we would have liked, but that's okay because we have something just as special. We have taken Justin Sun, co-founder of Tron. Tron, for those who don't know, is a competing third generation blockchain. It's taking big competition with Ethereum, and it's been doing, you know, reasonably well with regards to dApp onboarding. I think that Justin has some incredible skills when it comes to marketing Tron, and here's a little bit about what he says on his view for the future. Hope you enjoy.
Thanks everyone for coming. So today I will give everyone our Tron progress and update. First of all, you can see for 2019 we have six categories we will be focused on. The top priority is still the DApp. I will break down to each one and to explain to how we gonna do in 2019. So the top priority is the app, and then the same time we will also launch the Sun Network, which is the Tron layer 2 solution, and also the same time is the privacy. We will adopt Zcash, Zkeysnack. So as everyone know, their latest version is sampling into our network. And also for the product side, we have both BTFS enabled by the BTT, and also for the DeFi or open finance, we have the collaboration with Tether to issue the USDT Tron in the Tron network. And also the last one is BT Live, which we will also launch the live in the BitTorrent clients and the uTorrent clients. At the same time, we will also develop a decentralized P2P live protocol at the end of this year. Lots of things to do, but I will break down one by one. So basically, this is like a general data of the Tron network. So right now, we have 27 super representatives, which is the block producer. They are basically the BP of the network. And also we have 100 plus candidates. They also contribute and are running the full nodes in the network. Tron has been running the mainnet for 262 days. So in these 200 days, right now for our average daily transaction, we are three times of the Ethereum for the last 14 days. Just remind some of you may have not know, is Ethereum, the network launched in 2015, and the EOS also launched 1 month before us. So basically, we have achieved all those data. So this is also for the whole industry. DApp is the, everybody know this is the first year of the DApp, but still we already seen a lot of the progress. Right now we got 6,000 smart contracts running on the blockchain, and we have 17 million triggers of the smart contracts. It's only happened in 4 months. So Tron launched our smart contract platform in November. So this is just the fourth month of the launch. So right now we have 186 DApps according to the DApp radar, and according to DApp review, we have 252 DApps running on the platform. So we have confidence we will reach 2,000 DApps at the end of the 2019, which will be 6 times from now. And right now, if you are focus on the DApp industry, you will see that every day we have 3 to 5 DApps coming on the Tron platform every day. So this is the top 10 DApp right now. You can see most of the time Tron occupy 4 to 6 DApps every day. So this is today actually. Last week I think we have 6. Today is 4. And also you can see this is also the list of the top 10 DApps running on Tron platform. You can see not only we have like those gambling games, but also we have PvP games, idle games, decentralized exchange, candy box. So basically the different games have run on Tron blockchain. So this is not like true, somebody says like there's like 90% of the games is like a gamble game or something. We have seen lots of the different games come on board. And also we have launched like a $100 million gaming fund, encourage the developers to contribute more games on the Tron blockchain. And this is, you can see this is recently. The graph here is March 4 to March 8. You can see right now the DApp trading volume. Tron is surpassed the sum of Ethereum and EOS. And this is also, I think, is a very good sign, because lots of the people is always talk about the cryptocurrency is all about manipulation, is all about trading, is all about making money. But you can see definitely right now for Tron, we got 60 to 70 million US dollars DApp trading volume. So basically this is not like the trading volume in the exchange. In the exchange, we have 120 million. So basically even the DApp running on the Tron blockchain, their trading volume and also transaction volume is already 50% of the trading volume of the network. Which means, I think at the end of the Q2, the DApp trading volume will surpass the trading volume in the exchange. Which means the Tron network has more usage than trading. And people will use the TRX more than trading them, which is I'm thinking is also a good sign to explain why the network I think is definitely healthy, healthier than before. And also everybody knows we collaborate with Binance to launch the BTT, BitTorrent, on the launchpad, and this is also very successful. We have 100 million monthly active users, and also we have 1 billion device installation in 138 countries. We sold out in the Binance launchpad in the 40 minutes, and also we gave 10 times return to the early investor participate in the crowdfunding. And also we both basically listed in lots of the majority exchanges. And also we announced this partnership to reward BitTorrent users, BitTorrent ecosystem, and also the partnership. So basically in Q2, we will launch the BTT token in the BitTorrent and the uTorrent clients, which will bring 100 million monthly active users into the blockchain industry, which I think the mass adoption will contribute lots of into the industry. Imagine like over one night, like 100 million of the user, they will find out they got like a crypto currency wallet, they got a cryptocurrency address, and they got some balance in their crypto wallet. They will start to find out how to buy cryptocurrency, how to sell cryptocurrency, and they will know they can get incentive from seeding the torrent, seeding the files. I think that will be amazing and encourage lots of the people get into the industry. And also is we noticed that the most of the majority of the BitTorrent users has huge overlap with the cryptocurrency users. It's all 25 to 35 years old. 90% of them is male, and they have a huge overlap. So that's why I think in the Q2 we will expect like a huge volume come from BitTorrent into the blockchain industry. And also for the BT Live, basically we have finished all the work for the Wheel broadcast, the gift, and the chat. We will start to launching the early version to the selected audience in weeks. And also, we will also start to build our P2P streaming tech into our BitTorrent Live product, which means it's the same technology we use for the BitTorrent protocol today. So basically, the BitTorrent protocol, they use like a tit-for-tat mechanism. So if you download more, you can contribute more to the network. So you got more speed. So BT Live is kind of like the same concept. So the more user watching the video, the better the network will be. I can give you an example. So when early last year, I gave myself like a live streaming on Twitter. It's literally crushed the Periscope because the Periscope, they can't handle like 50K people on one time in the live streaming room. But for BT Live, if more people get into the room, the better, because everyone device also contribute to the network, which will make the live streaming faster. And this is the demo of the product we will launch. And also, a very big news is the Tron and Tether collaboration. And also, I get like a teaser in my Twitter, both in my Twitter and the Weibo yesterday, I think. So basically, in less than 24 hours, we got like 40K retweets in Twitter. And also, we got like 15K retweets in Weibo, which reach out to at least 20 million people. And we will also, this is just the teaser, so basically I give away like a Tesla to the people retweet the Twitter. But same time, just stay tuned for 20 million, at least $20 million airdrop to the USDT Tron users. So for this week, Tether and us, we just deploy our smart contracts of the USDT Tron in the Tron testnet. It's called Shasta testnet. And we will launch the USDT Tron in early April. So at the same time, we will give the detail of the $20 million airdrop plan later. And also, you can see the difference between the USDT Tron and the OMI USDT. So basically, it's right now what people use. So basically, for the USDT Tron, we offer an instant transaction. Instead of USDT Tron, because OMI based on the Bitcoin, most time is 15 minutes, and sometimes it maybe take hours. And also, Tron blockchain, because we can freeze the energy for the users. So basically, USDT Tron the transaction fee will be completely free because we will endorse the smart contracts and freeze the energy for them. But for USDT OMI, because it's also based on the Bitcoin blockchain, so it costs you from $5 to $7 for each transaction. And we will reduce this to zero. And also at the same time, because the USDT Tron is supported by the smart contracts. So you can not only trading, do the payments, but also you can use USDT Tron into the DApps, decentralized exchange, and also the BitTorrent, and you can make smart contracts to power the USDT Tron, which the OMI USD, you can only do the trading and the transaction. For the Sun Network, it's the layer two solution we will release in Q2. It's just like the Lightning Network for the Bitcoin, Raiden and Loom in the Ethereum. So for Tron, we use Sun Network. It will improve the scalability and also improve the TPS of the Tron network, which means we will settle most of the transaction off chain and upload the results into the main chain to increase our scalability for the DApp. For the privacy, this is also the roadmap in the Q2 and the Q3. Basically, we will adopt the sampling and ZK stack from the Zcash into the Tron network, which will also offer a privacy solution to the users into the Tron network, which they can guarantee the privacy in our network as well. For BTFS, for Q2 and the Q3, we will launch, so the BTFS is, the full name is BitTorrent File System. So we will also launch in Q2, which our goal is become the number one decentralized storage plan for the developers. So everyone can feel free to use our solution for the decentralized storage plan, which is also powered by BTT. And also, we will introduce to the 100 million BitTorrent users, and also the Torrent website, and also the clients building in the BitTorrent ecosystem to use our decentralized storage plan. Okay, that's the like the six things we will do in 2019. I think we will get lots of the challenge from what we are doing right now. But I think 2019 will definitely be a year of lots of the progress. Lots of the people may think 2019 is a bearish market, but from my point of view, as long as we prepare for the bullish market, I think it will be very soon. Thank you.
Well, I think Justin made some interesting points there. I think he's done a really good job, as I said, marketing Tron and being the flamboyant founder who's very aggressive on Twitter and really, really executes well on getting the Tron name out there. So listen, let's see what they have to produce, see what they deliver in the next 3 to 5 years, right? That's what it's all about. So with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention. If you haven't already, hit us up on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Join us on Telegram, SVK Crowd. Myself and the rest of the team are on there. And if you have a project that you want us to look at, feel free to email myself, cstory, cstory@svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I've got to bounce.